It's your boy. I'm about to swerve up in here real quick. You're going to hear my sponsorship, and then we're going to dive right into whether or not the vaccine should be mandatory, or should it be choice by each individual. I think personally it should be my body, my choice, just like they say about the abortion. You're not hurting anybody. You're not murdering anybody. It's literally your choice, your body, your choice. So let's get into it. Welcome to RCL No Filter Podcast. It's your boy Juan Miguel, aka Flo. Today we're going to talk about the vaccine. We had Don Lemon a couple days ago on CNN saying that it should be kind of like no shirt, no shoes, no service. So you don't have the vaccine, you can't go to the ball game. You don't have the vaccine, you know, you can't go to the restaurant and eat food. You don't have the vaccine, you can't pretty much do shit. You can't go to work, you can't go to school, all these things. So I believe that's too extreme. I think this guy is literally saying, let's take away all these people's rights until they get vaccinated. I highly disagree with that. I think that if you want to get the jab, get the jab if you're scared. But if you don't feel like you need the jab and you're a young man with a good immune system, you eat healthy, you take care of yourself, you work out vicariously, I think that there's no reason for you to go get the vaccine with a virus that is 90%, actually more than 90%. There's a 90%+ recovery rate, meaning you don't need to get a vaccine for a virus that is that much, like, high percentage volume of you being okay, like you not dying, you not getting extremely sick. So I truly disagree with this guy. I think this guy is out of hand saying all that nonsense about you not being able to do certain things. The guy is literally, I don't even know how he's on CNN. He's not a journalist. He's garbage. I think he should literally be removed. But at the end of the day, the most important thing here is to just know that this vaccine that is FDA approved, it is only FDA approved for experimental reasons and experimental purposes. So the people getting the vaccine are pretty much guinea pigs. You're a test subject, man. These trials will not end, and they will not know the side effects and all the things that can possibly happen until they don't end until 2023. So right now, if you're getting the jab, you're pretty much part of the experiment. So I believe right now it should be left up to the individual. If you would like to get it. If you don't want to get it, then you shouldn't get it. But I don't believe that it should be forced on you, and they should be giving you fucking work bonuses and $100 to get it. They're offering you like so many things to get it, like free weed, free edibles. I think it's fucking stupid, man. But let's give a round of applause to Don Lemon. CNN. The man is complete garbage. I think he's out of his mind. And it's not just him. It's all the people on the left that think this way. They want full control. They're not going to get it. They just really want to just abomination. They want to really just fuck up the United States for good. You know, for good. They want the land of the free to be the land of the enslaved. And I think it's horrible. Like I said, I think anybody that wants to get the vaccine should get it. If you feel that you need it, if you're scared, go get it. Go to church. If you feel like you need it, go ahead. You know, like I said, you're a test subject. But for us that know our facts and know that we don't need it and don't want it, we shouldn't have to get it. It should be choice right now. Like I said, in 2023, when the trials are over, the experimental trials are over, then maybe y'all can say, you know what? We all need to get it to guarantee that this virus is gone. The virus will never be fully eradicated, especially with this new variant, you know, so the Delta variant. I think so. I just think it's stupid, number one, to get a vaccine for a virus that is 90%+ recovery rate. You recover from this virus. If you are from the ages of 18, actually younger than 18, but 18 to 65, you have a 95%+ chance of recovering from this virus. So I think it would be stupid to get a vaccine with stuff that's in it that you don't even know is in it, like the mRNA and a bunch of other things that are packed into this shot that you're getting. And a lot of people are dying. Like, there's literally been 2,000 people worldwide that have died. Some people have got, you know, certain diseases from it. So it's a no-go for me, and I think it should be a choice. It should be a decision. Like they say with the abortion, my body, my choice, and they're murdering people, like they're murdering babies. Well, then why isn't it my body, my choice for a jab that is only affecting me? It's not another life that I'm affecting. It's not another life that I'm killing. It's just me. It's a choice for my body, my choice. So we're going to go ahead and take that from the people that made that up for the abortion shit. My body, my choice. That's what it should be like. And that's just my opinion. It's your boy, Mr. RCL. No Filter Podcast. I'm out.
Idiot.